Good morning and welcome to ASI Internet Radio. We're ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we're here to welcome you to ASI's second virtual trade show. Yeah, we're normally on the air on Tuesday mornings, but we're flexible, right, people?
Of course we are.
Flexible?
We'll
flexibility in the room,
please. I am known for my flexibility, don't you think?
Oh, okay.
Hey now.
Well, we were chatting about wedding night situations here this morning, but we'll leave that private for now. So we're going to walk you through the virtual trade show, speak to some exhibitors on the show floor, talk to attendees in the virtual networking lounges, and generally have a good time. Of course, we're also always available to take your calls. Have something you want to discuss with the hosts? Give us a ring at 215-953-4979 to chat with us. Meanwhile, let me introduce my co-pilots for today. First, we have Kathy Houston, the editor of Advantages. Kathy, how's your virtual self doing today?
Great. I'm a co-pilot.
Yeah, you're a co-pilot.
Oh, that's cool.
We've got, you know, four of them, I guess.
Very good.
This plane's going down.
Hopefully not in the Hudson. Next, we have Joe Haley, our managing editor, who is our product guru extraordinaire. Joe, think you'll grab some new finds for the next Joe show here at the virtual trade show?
I hope so, Andy. I always have my eyes on the lookout for something new, cool.
Joe is always on the prowl. And we have Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource, who's starting to stroll the aisles of the trade show floor. Michelle, how's it look out there?
I wouldn't say I'm strolling. I would say I'm sashaying and skulking.
Sashaying and skulking. I'm
yes,
not even
indeed.
Sure what that means. Joining us also in the studio is Jake Krolik, the marketing person on this whole virtual trade show. Jake, how are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Saw a stuntman mockumentary last night.
Stuntman mockumentary?
And the guy behind the...
What goes on in one of those?
It was kind of a mockumentary making fun of stuntmen. And the guy behind the camera, let me get to the point. The guy behind the had a sign, and every time he would say his... He would put mood, and then he'd have a word after it. So I would say my mood this morning is mood pumped.
Mood pumped.
Mood
pumped.
My mood is chill.
As we all are. Little bit of pumped. Of course, like always, manning the phones and the switchboard, we have our famed tech team, Sam and Steve. Guys, wave to the camera. Are you a virtual trade show attendee who wants to chat with us? Call us now. The number to join in the fun, 215-953-4979. We want to hear to you. Okay, to get us going here this morning, Joe, please give us a little rundown of the features of the virtual trade show and what attendees will find when they log on.
Okay, if they haven't logged on yet, and if you haven't registered, you can do so by going to asicentral.com. And when you do, you're going to come into a lobby area, and you'll have four choices of where to go. If you go to the catalogs and information area there, you can download into a briefcase catalogs that have been posted by suppliers and other information. In the education area, there's a variety of different webinars up there. There's some videos up there as well. And there's also the State of the Industry for 2009 is up there. So there's some good information there.
Kathy, you have a video up there, don't you?
Yes, I have a few.
Oh.
And you can actually download all this stuff into your briefcase as well. When you go back out to the lobby, you can then enter the exhibit hall, or you can actually navigate through all these areas without having to go back to the main lobby. In the exhibit hall, you'll see all our exhibitors. Click on one of those exhibitors and you'll go right into their booth. You can have a chat with a booth representative. Some have videos up there. You can also download catalog sheets and information on products as well. So it's a pretty neat thing. If you want to chat with us virtually, you can do that by going to the chat room. You'll see Kathy Houston, I believe, is in the chat room.
Yes, I
Michelle am. Should be on the show floor in the chat room as well.
Sashaying.
I'm sashaying on the show floor. Right now I'm skulking the Shipenko booth.
Oh, okay. Well, we will certainly get to that.
We love Shipenko.
Do love Shipenko.
Now you can chat individually with someone in a private chat, or you can launch the group chat and, you know, have a little chit-chat back and forth with someone here in the ASI Radio Studios. But we'll be talking to exhibitors and attendees all day. Also on today's show, Michelle will tell you why you should learn the art of small talk. Kathy will finally bring us that report on wacky business cards.
Finally, after 3 weeks.
Believe it or
it's
not,
it's a good report, though.
Believe it or not, there's a new survey on online social networking, and Andy has the results. I also have a story about one company, how one company geared up for hard times. Also, even though she's older than me, Kathy's going to tell you how to be in the know with the latest slang for Gen Y. Still older. Michelle has a list of the best and worst retooled logos she'd like to share. If we have time, I have something to get off my chest. But first, let's go to the industry news. Andy.
Can't wait for the rant. As we first reported on yesterday's show, General Colin Powell will be the keynote speaker at the ASI show in Orlando. His speech will take place on January 5th, 2010, and it's expected that he'll be discussing leadership strategies in times of great change. Head to asishow.com for more details. One top 40 supplier has decided to delist its membership from ASI. Plasticad line Arthur Blank & Company, the supplier of plastic card products, recently canceled its ASI membership, but says it is still accepting orders in the ad specialty market. Plasticad ranks as the 34th largest industry supplier with $48 million in 2008 revenues. And one industry company note, top 40 distributor eCompany Store was recognized for outstanding website development by the Interactive Media Awards for its work on Microsoft's online company store. Plus, in Promogram tomorrow, make sure to check out a podcast from yesterday's show when we talk to some counselor best places to work companies. All right, enough of the news. Let's get back to the fun. Michelle,
yes,
are you
I'm bringing the fun.
The supplier?
I am. I am chatting
who do
with
we have?
Dan Towns right now, who's the president of Shipenco.
This ought to be good.
Yes. And he says the show is doing well and they're seeing lots of traffic in their booth. And because Dan is Dan, of course, his comment to
wait,
me
wait. Just Steve, drumroll, please. Come on.
He just sent me a chat in our a comment in our little chat here that we're having. He said, to make sure this virtual show feels like a real show, all of us at Shipenco went out last night. Ate late, drank a lot, and stayed out late.
Nice.
That gives us the feel of a real trade show.
Does he have drinks in his virtual trade show booth?
Knowing Dan Towns, I'm sure he does.
I would
is
imagine
giving
he
them out liberally.
Does.
Before but, we, yes, he says ahead. The show is going well.
That's great. Yeah, before we went on the air, Sam told me we had more than 2,500 people registered for this show. So, oh, and I just heard her say 2,700 now. So it's skyrocketing like mad. All right, Michelle, back to you. Why should you learn small talk?
Well, let me ask you guys this, and I'll throw this to Jakey first. Are you good at small talk? Are you? Does small talk make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, Jake is good.
I like to have small talk. I like to, you know, chat it up a little bit here and there.
Like well, that.
Just like that.
That was it right there.
Here's why you should take advantage of small talk. If you're ever in a situation where you're in a meeting and it's, you know, that 5-10 minutes before the meeting starts, if you find yourself in an elevator with coworkers or people you report to, you want to make small talk because that's a quick and painless way to set yourself apart from your colleagues. And a lot of people get intimidated by it because they think that it's either is going to sound too fake or forced or they're going to sound stupid. And there's three quick way things that you should learn that you can just kind of alleviate yourself from all the pain. Ask open-ended questions. So, Andy, how are you today, and what are you planning to do for your vacation, for example?
I'm great, and I'm going to the beach on Sunday
because
for
it,
a whole week,
it prompts,
I can't wait.
Because it prompts dialogue.
And
I don't care what else you have to say. I can't wait till my vacation.
Well, see, it prompts dialogue. Now, in my head, when I think of Andy Cohen, I think, oh, he's excited and can't wait to get away from all of us.
No doubt.
Talk about what you're comfortable with. Don't go out of your comfort zone because that way you won't feel forced and you won't sound all jittery and appear like an open vein. Jumping all over the place.
An open vein.
Yes, so you want to stay within your comfort zone.
You don't want that.
Also, the most important thing, listen. As Joe and I do all the time, we listen to each other. We don't yell over each other, do we, Joe?
Oh, never. Jesus.
Never.
Listening.
Where
listening
is Michelle?
I'm not sure listening
done with
is
her?
The number one quality, but...
Yes, and what this is, and I'll post this article from CNN on our website, but the most important thing is that no one can take away the relationships that you build from you. So when your company is downsizing, there may be many other talents that they might try to outsource or try to put in another department or another company, but your relationships, really, you own them. So this is a quick and easy way to kind of build upon that. So, and even in a chat room, like on this virtual show, I mean, you know, Dan Towns is a very chatty guy. Go into Shipenco booth and strike up a conversation.
Nice. You know, it is a skill that you can notice in people for sure. You know, when you're having just small conversations at trade shows, you can tell if somebody's comfortable doing it or not.
Oh, and it's, again, it's really easy. If you just get in the habit of just saying, you know, talk about something within that's coming up in the next 3 months or something that happened within the past 3 months, something that's current, people always respond to that.
And that listening tip, I think, is actually probably the most important one because so many people in small talk end up just talking about themselves and not hearing anything you have to say.
It's true. For example, right before we went on the air, Jakey just threw out the conversation of who's going to watch the thing on Octomom tonight? And we all, you know, there was a quick
waited
little uproar.
That, right.
Wow, the Octomom got a shout out on ASI Radio.
Oh, God, we didn't want to do that.
That's highly unfortunate.
Did not want to do that.
Just boosted her ratings.
And maybe our own. Yeah. You never know.
So anyway, small talk. Don't hide from it.
Don't hide from
it.
There's the message of the day from Michelle Bell.
Our whole show is small talk.
You can actually find out some interesting things, too. You know, talking to people, just a small chit-chat, and you can really get a great story. I was at an airport once talking to this older gentleman, and I found out that he was one of the Marines who actually landed on Iwo Jima.
Or he made that up.
I don't know. Or he made that up.
You know what? You know what? Maybe he did make it up, but it's interesting.
It was a fantastic story. Yeah. He was great. He was great. He's just telling me just the whole story and, you know, how they're getting clobbered and, you know, some of the guys were just scared and, you know, it was interesting. It was fascinating.
You know, I think even if it wasn't made up, you do have to be a little bit interesting. You got to have something interesting to say.
And also before those meetings, it loosens up the group because you're always so stiff. And if you just talk about something else, it's nice to take away from that.
Are you saying we're stiff?
Not you guys personally.
Okay.
Joe and I worked with an editor, and Kathy too, worked with an editor at one point who was so terrified to talk to people in social settings that Joe had to kind of like, you know, mentor her and, you know, kind of bring her along. And she was so excited that she actually said to Janelle Nevins, hi. I think that's all she was able to get out. That was like her big moment.
Aw. Wow. Poor thing.
Because she was so paralyzed.
And now Michelle can't shut her mouth. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Moving along.
She was that person.
Let's move on. Kathy, what is going on in the networking lounge? Is it coffee? Do we have donuts? We have our own donuts here, but what do they have
there? People were looking for Bloody Marys earlier, but I think they're off of that. And they're actually looking for new ideas, and Marcy Cavanaugh from A to Z Promotional Products is looking for low-priced items for fundraisers, and she says she's having a lot of fun with this because it's her first virtual trade show, and it sure saves the fee. I agree, Marcy. And Susan recommends scented pencils that are fun from Shipenko for the fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
So everybody's having scented a good pencils. Exchange of ideas in there.
I think we had a scented pen on the Joe Show, didn't we, Reese?
Maybe from Chicago? Yes, we did, from Chicago.
It's cool. You're furiously typing away. What are you typing away there, Joe? Or is it a private message?
No, it's not a private message. Well, it is.
Joe's stalking attendees, I believe.
Just chatting with Betsy Flynn, and she just got to the exhibit. The lobby, and I just asked her if she's ready for a great show, and she says yes, indeed.
Yes. All right, fired. As Jake Krolik said, fired up. Pumped up. Excuse
pumped
me.
Up. Fired up.
Pumped up.
It's good. You know, it's all the same thing.
Okay, Dan Towns is weighing it with something funny. He says virtual trade show is very, very cool, most effective so far, and one doesn't have to worry about bloodshot eyes and bad breath. Like we do in the radio studio.
Because he most likely has both, as we do too.
Thanks, Dan.
Wow. We love that, Dan Towns.
You can always count on Dan for a chuckle.
Dan for a laugh.
All right, Kathy, what is up with these wacky business cards that we've been promising the audience about for the last couple shows?
All right, so how'd you like to receive a business card made out of beef jerky?
Oh, I would.
Sounds delicious.
I would like that.
Yeah, I would.
Sounds yummy, right?
Yes.
Well,
barbecue flavor?
I guess any flavor you want. People are actually giving out business cards made of 100% edible deliciousness. Branded with your personal information using lasers. The guys behind these culinary cards are still nailing down the details, like how to avoid porous meat and whether or not they should be shrink-wrapped.
Really made out of beef jerky?
Yeah, one is really made out of beef jerky.
Wow. But isn't the point to save the person's contact information?
Not to
and
eat
if
it.
You eat it?
Although I've seen chocolate business cards.
It says the people to whom you give them are sure to sing your praises the next morning as their hangovers set in.
See, that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's good.
Another new school thing is augmented reality cards. Apparently, some guy at Sky Creative came up with a way to make it easier for people to put a face to a name. Using augmented reality technology, he printed a grid of 3D colored panels that, when placed in front of a webcam, makes it appear as if it's a blocky version of yourself popping out of your business card, which is kind of cool. And then some of the old school ways that people are really enamored with these days are business cards embedded with seeds, which are very environmentally friendly, and that's good for the eco market. Also, cards carved into wood, Yeah, I don't know. Who has time to do that?
And, hopefully so that's somebody that you pay to do it.
I guess so. And people are really
I don't see you carving anything into
wood.
No,
I'm not artistically inclined. But people also are big on t-shirt resumes these days. And a few people have even gone about wearing them like on a subway and giving out free t-shirts to passersby. And who doesn't love a free t-shirt?
That's pretty creative, actually.
So you're wearing a t-shirt that actually has the resume printed on it?
It has your resume on it. But you have a bunch of them printed up, and like say you're in Manhattan, you go on the subway and you pass them out to passersby.
So even more people would be staring at my spongy girl parts? No.
Well, Michelle, you have a job. Maybe if you were unemployed, you'd be forced to do something that's a little less desirable.
I think that's coming soon.
You know what, though? I mean, it is creative. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but we're talking about networking strategies here and ways that people you can get people's attention. That's right. You're certainly going to get people's attention with that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There was two guys, recent college graduates, who were standing on those median dividers coming off of the Walt Whitman Bridge in Philadelphia.
I saw that.
For a couple months, just handing out their resumes to anyone who would take it, and they eventually landed jobs.
Were they together, or were they just...
They were there together, but there were, you know...
You're seeing a lot of that these days.
You're seeing it on YouTube, too. Mm-hmm. People are doing video resumes.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pretty cool.
Interesting. All right. Well, thanks, Kat.
You're welcome.
Joe, you're out there on the show floor. What are attendees saying?
Well, I'm actually in the chat plaza, which is, you know, in the lobby. Everyone,
chat plaza. Are you the welcoming committee in the lobby?
I'm trying to be. Everyone wants to get on the show floor, but I was speaking with Harvey Neal, and he says he's been through the exhibit booth once already. He wants to go back out there, but he had to answer the phone. So, but that's the best part about this. You can actually go back on there. He doesn't have to remove himself too far to a quiet location to go talk.
Yeah, and the show is open till, what is it, 3 o'clock today, Jake? Is that right?
Show is open until 3 o'clock Eastern time. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, so everyone's excited about this. Just get out there and start the chats with the suppliers.
Kathy, I told Catherine P. from Ingredients Corporation of America that we would stop by her spice booth because we are spicy chicas.
Oh, cool.
She wants us to come visit.
What kind of spices?
Tamarind.
Cinnamon?
I don't even know what that is. I actually do some cooking, but not with tamarind, I guess. Interesting.
Oregano?
Where'd you dig that one up, Michelle?
I don't know.
So from the bottom of that cup of coffee? Yeah.
I don't cook, so it's not from there.
All right. Well, speaking of networking, ASI recently completed a big social networking study. We were interested in finding out how distributors and suppliers in the market are using online social media to promote their businesses. And the interesting thing is that we found that there is a big tie-in between the ways that companies are really using these outlets for their businesses, not just in personal ways. So more than 1,300 firms responded to the survey. Let me throw some statistics at you. 76% of distributors and 69% of suppliers use LinkedIn with their businesses. And 59% of distributors and 62% of suppliers use Facebook for their businesses. Twitter had a large recognition number, but as of right now, they weren't actually using Twitter as much for their businesses as LinkedIn and Facebook. But the big number, I would say, is that 90% of all respondents feel that social networking is a good way to promote their business. So, interestingly, it's turning from just a personal thing to something that people are seeing a business application for.
Did you see on the news this morning, too, Lance Armstrong got mobbed in, I think he was in Ireland. He was doing a bike ride that he announced on his Twitter page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hundreds of people came out then to ride with him.
Yeah, it's amazing, the followings that people are getting.
Yeah, if you're followed well, I mean, I know our site for ASI Central is followed pretty well. You can motivate people to do something at any point with that. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we throw news up there. And...
kind of like brainwashing?
Yeah, kind of. Michelle Bell's on Twitter.
Yes, she is.
The Final Frontier, me on Twitter.
The Final Frontier. No.
Do you think that every company should be on Twitter, Jakey?
I think that every company should have a strong online presence across many, many platforms, Twitter being one of them, definitely.
And what do you think, Jake, is one or two tips that people could use to ensure that they're using their time wisely
on
these
good
things?
Good question, Andy. I think that the one thing that you want to do is don't make it all about business.
Right.
Open up, be a little bit more personal. Let them know something, you know, let people in. Why are they going to trust you unless you let them in? And the second thing, don't hit them.
Don't hit them?
And I mean, don't,
sorry.
Don't,
that's a good
don't
motto.
Hit them. Don't hit
definitely
them.
Don't use physical violence.
Don't use physical violence. But don't send so many tweets that it becomes annoying. Like every few minutes you're getting a tweet about what you drank or what you did. So, you know, limit your tweets to, you know, 5 to 7 a day. That seems fair. Maybe 10 a day max.
But I agree, making it personal. It's good to see the personality behind, you know, a company.
100%.
Like employees
and
stuff,
open
definitely
up a little bit because you want to grow trust.
Right.
It's all about trust and relationships.
Right.
Who else loves the Verizon commercial with the kids talking to their parents?
That is great.
I love it.
That
where the
great.
You know the kid the boy says to the dad, "You don't have to stop tweeting.
Yeah.
I am now sitting on the couch."
I am on the couch.
They're so into it.
That's I think great. That was very creative.
There's even a website. It's something like, "Oh my God, my mom's on Facebook." Like, that's like the crux of the website.
Right. Yeah. And that girl in that commercial, she says, "Stop posting things on my wall on my Facebook site." Yeah. Yeah. I think it's great. All right, Joe, you have a creative way that a company dealt with the downturn a little bit and how they created something of a new business.
I do, Andy. This company is called Pepper Group. And, you know, in these trying times, they got a call from one of their bigger clients, $80,000 project, which was put on hold. And, of course, the company's president was – or CEO said, you know, doesn't the CFO of that company realize that in down times you need to continue to market yourself? So they didn't know what to do, and they created something called Volunteer Gear.
Volunteer Gear. It's pretty neat.
It's a line of T-shirts, and you can put on the front anything you support or volunteer for. On the back, it says volunteer. So it could be something silly like bikini contest mm-hmm. on the front or something like poison sampling lab. Okay, so there's a volunteer on the back. But how it works, you go online and you register and you get this T-shirt and you can put your calls on no matter what it is. It could be a Boys and Girls Club. It could be, you know, a leukemia walk, whatever it is. They're going to send you the T-shirt and two dog tags. The dog tags have a number on there that you go and you register on this website and it creates your own homepage. So that when you do something, you kind of blog about it on that homepage and then you hand that dog tag to someone else and ask them, when you do any type of volunteer work, no matter what it is, and it could be completely different than what the original owner of mm-hmm. the dog tag did, go register on that line and blog it, and it'll add it to that person's homepage. So what they can do by using Google Maps, they can actually follow the progression of this tag,
right,
where it's going throughout the country, you know, and who's doing what. So what it does, it creates an outlet for people to talk about their volunteerism, and it's also, you know, been a boon for this company.
You know, I think the idea is ingenious, actually. Not only are they using a couple of different promotional products, you know, dog tags and T-shirts, mm-hmm. but they have this system set up where, you know, they could follow all their users.
Right.
It's so, so smart.
People are into that. I once got a dollar bill that had something stamped on it, and it says, go on and, you know, key in the dollar bill's, you know, what do you call it, number,
right,
and then serial number, and then you put in where you are when you got that dollar bill, and then you can go in. It'll tell you all the places in the country that dollar bill's actually been.
That's pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool. Mine, when I did it, it started in California, and it made its way to the East Coast, and it was pretty much bouncing back and forth between Jersey and Pennsylvania. So it was a neat thing.
Wow, that is cool.
And
that is neato, Joe. Right.
Thank you, Kathy. Neato. I thought it was really cool. There's a guy out there who said that he would wear anyone's T-shirt with anyone's advertising on it for the whole year. And all you had to do was pay the dollar amount of the year that it was. So on of the day of the year. January 1st was $1. January 2nd was $2. And he's booked through 2010. And at the end of the year, he'll make $70,000 just wearing someone's logo T-shirt.
Wait, how long does he have to wear it for?
The day.
For that day.
I think I'm about
day.
To quit my job.
You actually buy
Mike,
it for
where
the
do
day.
I sign up?
You actually buy it for the day. So $70,000.
Wow. It's like Golden Palace selling space on like bellies.
Oh,
or
yeah.
On boxers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think ASI will be selling our yellow shirt back soon.
Good idea.
Space on the back of Joe Haley's shirt, $1,000 a day.
There's the next hairbrain
scheme. Let's not give anybody any ideas, okay, Jake? Just keep it to yourself, all right? All right, Michelle, you are out on the show floor. What are you seeing?
I am. Well, Catherine, our friend here from Ingredients Corporation of America, says that she, too, is spicy and would like Kathy and I to come by her booth because she'd like to, and I quote, spice us up.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. And then numbers here are climbing. We are back in the Shapenko booth, and they say that they are having a great show so far. There's lots of. It's interesting how many attendees are asking the exhibitors questions about specific orders and asking for spec samples and artwork to be
That's
sent
great.
To them. Right now,
specific
as the
orders that they had already placed, or things that they're looking to place right now.
Things that they're looking to place. So they're actually. It sounds like, you know, in the process of conducting business through.
That's a great thing to do when you're at any trade show, virtual or real. Yep.
Yeah, come with a plan, right? Yeah.
Don't just go try to get new products
or just get, you know, the scan or at the real shows or whatever, but actually have a plan.
Definitely.
All right, Kathy, so you're in the know with the latest Gen Y slang, right?
Yes, I am.
What can you tell us?
Well, I'm going to give you some real talk, Andy. You know what real talk is?
Did she just say talk?
I'm from
New
Jersey.
Real talk
is used to highlight that whatever is being said is the actual truth and not the rose-colored variety. Andy, like, real talk, I was so hungover, I slept next to the toilet. Real talk.
Was that you last night?
No. Social not working. I like this one. Social not working is checking your social networking pages while on the job, such as, I got caught Facebook stalking by my boss today. I hope he doesn't get mad I was social not working.
Social not working.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
I like social Here's not working. That's
shress.
A great term.
I can't even say this. S-H-R-E-S-S. Shress.
Shresh.
That's when a girl wears a tunic or shirt that is scandalously worn as a dress.
Nice.
You know, it's really short. Like she should not be wearing that shresh.
Shresh.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, you ever worn a shresh?
That is funny.
No. I used to back in the day. Not anymore.
What day?
The day. How about berry? A term used to describe a member of the opposite sex. See them berries sipping on martinis? They look ripe for a picking.
Well, I'll have to use that now.
because you're a Gen Y-er.
One more. I have one more for you, Andy.
Please, bring it on.
Epicosity.
I'm sorry?
Epicosity. You know how you say like epic fail? Like kids today say, oh, that was epic. So awesome. Well, epicosity is a word used to describe just how epic something is. Such as, did you see Tony jump out of the tree into the swimming pool? It was totally stupid, but I got to say the epicosity level was 10.
The epicosity level?
Is anyone really using epicosity?
The epicosity level of this virtual trade show is, I think, a 10 plus.
Oh, we are off the hook.
Definitely.
10 plus.
Definitely. So there you go.
The epicosity level.
Wow, that scares me. Nobody doing any social not working here, right?
No.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Only networking.
Making small talk, networking.
That's right. It's all good.
All right, Michelle, the best and worst retooled logos. What can you tell us about how companies are rebranding themselves a little bit today?
I will tell you that in a second, but right now I'm in the bag maker's booth chatting with Christopher Duffy. And
why'd you say it like that?
Christopher Duffy.
Because it's name.
What was with the voice?
It's just for you, Andy. I know you love when I do that voice.
Okay,
Christopher Duffy.
Speak normal, please.
There's a lot of activity in their booth. Lots of questions about specific products and if they can order large quantities. This is great.
That's cool.
It is very cool. Yes, what's in a logo? This is from Fortune, and I'm going to post this on our website as well, where they take a look at specific logos that were retooled and what worked and what didn't. A good example of one that worked well was Apple. Their original logo was very old-fashioned looking. It was Isaac Newton sitting under a tree, and it kind of looked like something you'd see in the Saturday Evening Post. And, of course, it was redesigned
retro.
to be a hard cider.
Way retro.
It does. And now, of course, they have the sleek Macintosh Apple that it's monochromatic, but you see it used in different colors. And it really was graphic designers call an example of something that was really well done because it's so iconic now. And you just look at it and you know that's Apple.
Right.
One that's not so good is Kraft. Now, they redid their logo because the powers that be at the company thought that the old logo was associated with fatty foods like the mac and cheese. Also,
what's so wrong with mac and cheese? I mean, come on.
Because it's laden with
push
fat.
That. Everybody
I
wants
mac and cheese
to eat
last
it,
night, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, it's got to be their number one seller.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to go for a healthier look. Yeah. Also, Philip Morris, because they're owners of the company, they didn't want to be associated with tobacco, so they wanted to separate themselves from that. They went with a new logo that's a little bit – it's cleaner, but it's a little bit more frilly, and it has this little design on the side that looks like they wanted it to be a flavor burst.
Oh, no.
But it really kind of looks like a moth. I think it looks like a moth.
Color explosion?
Yeah. So not such a good job with that one. And again, I'll post these on our website. And one more that was really that the jury's still out on actually was Xerox. Now, experts say that Xerox owned the letter X when it comes to logos and branding. And why they chose to retool it just has
experts. Welcome to the ASI booth.
Head scratched. And what they did was they lowercased the X and they kind of gave it a little icon, a little sphere that they wanted to appear more forward-thinking, more futuristic. And experts say that that's an example where they should have stuck with what they had because they had one of the most iconic images for a logo ever. So I think that the lesson here is if you have something that works, stick with it. Unless there's something that you can do to improve it. For example, the counselor logo. Our counselor logo is very recognizable. We retooled it two or three years ago?
About five.
No, it's about five years
time
ago.
Time flies.
And you're having fun.
Thanks
for joining us anyway.
And it did improve the brand because it made it seem more up to date and less staid and antiquated.
Yeah, you have to be careful with what you do, but certainly updating it and going to current fonts or current colors is certainly important. All right,
yeah, but a lot of times, I mean, companies just don't do such a hot job with that.
No, they really don't.
Simple is always better.
Yes.
Oh, that comes from our marketing guru in the corner over there.
It comes from our simple guy.
Simple is always better.
Simple Jakey.
That's the word of the day. All right, Joe, you get the last report. Any more news from attendees on the show floor?
Everyone's coming in and getting ready to run out to talk to exhibitors. You know, I say, you have any game plan? And not really, just want to get talking. So I say, have a great show, and they're out.
Gotcha.
So they're coming into the lobby area and heading to the exhibit hall.
They're headed straight to the exhibit halls.
Exhibitors.
Yeah, straight to the exhibit halls with a plan.
Mm-hmm. Is Joe doing his rant?
I think we ran out of time. Joe is off today for his rant.
Oh, that's save it for next week, Joe.
I love you all.
You'll be really riled up by then.
We should give a shout-out to Michael Berman from the On24 team.
Michael,
there's your shout-out.
Thank you, Michael. I'm glad you love the show.
Way to go, Michael. We love the trade show. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today. Thanks to all of our hosts in the studio today. And most of all, thanks to our listeners. Remember to join us next Tuesday morning at 10:30 Eastern Time when we're back in our regular time slot. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of the virtual trade show. Thanks, and have a great day.
Have fun.